Inside Sources.
Inside Sources.
America's voice of reason. Boyd Matheson.
On Utah's home for elevated conversation.
Inside Sources on KSL News Radio.
We don't have to look very far to see the headlines filled with a lot of the cynicism that is plaguing more than just our politics these days. Our everyday lives have been weighed down by complacency, mindlessly taking kind of the world-changing inventions of the 21st century for granted, a lot of the progress that has been made. But I think it's crucial for us to get underneath those headlines and that negativity and look at what is the path back to really embracing innovation, the optimism, and the progress that we're all about. Let's begin.
Think you know the news of the day? Think again with Boyd Matheson on KSL News Radio.
Well, it's time to think again about what you think you know when it comes to progress. Brilliant piece at Reason.com today. Ronald Bailey's the science correspondent for Reason. And his piece today was maybe my favorite piece of the day today in terms of just thinking through where are we, what we take for granted today, and then how do we make sure we re-enthrone that innovation and both celebration of past progress and pushing forward to new. How do we go about that? And Ronald, welcome to the program.
Delighted to be with you. I want to warn your listeners, I'm getting over a cold, so I might sound a little rough, but thank you for having me.
And that is part of the price of progress, Ron, is you have to play hurt some days, and we are grateful that you're playing hurt for us today and in the game. For our listeners, give us just kind of a baseline, and you talk about this, the fact that we are the beneficiaries of a lot of progress, and sometimes that gives us a kind of pessimistic view of the future.
Yes, that was what sort of motivated the article entitled Progress Rediscovered that I did at Reason, is I've been casting around and became aware that there are a whole bunch of new young groups of think tanks and websites and so forth that actually are embracing the notion that we can, if you will, pursue with gusto and elan technological, scientific, and industrial progress again. They really are in favor of economic growth. They are trying to fight against a cultural pessimism that seems to have pervaded the current few decades in the United States. And I think it's just very exciting.
Yeah, I love that. And there are so many things that have been pointing to a lot of the things you pointed out in your piece of kind of the view that not many think it will be better for their kids than it was for them, and the generation beyond that will be worse. And some think we're just in a death spiral, just waiting to hit bottom. But tell us about this optimistic opposition that you described. Who are these folks? Who are these groups? And what are they starting to do?
Well, I specifically focus on four different groups. The Roots of Progress, which is a group that is trying to develop, if you will, the intellectual base for the new ideology of progress, if you will. The Institute for Progress, which is in Washington, D.C., and they're more of an organization that's trying to get into the nitty-gritty of how science funding works and how the federal government works and try to figure out how to get rid of the overburden of regulation that's gumming up the works, if you will. And then there's the Progress Network, which is, again, trying to align people from all ideological viewpoints, but who are definitely looking to the future of a technological and scientific progress. And then there's a wonderful publication called Works in Progress, which is trying to, if you will, identify problems and how they can be solved and do it in a deep, effective way and with good policy proposals out there. And these are all relatively young groups of people, and I was very excited to be able to talk with them and interview them. And basically, I believe that they're coalescing into a new progress movement, which could lead us out of the current gloom and doom into a much better future.
Yeah, I think that's so vital that we get out of this doom scrolling kind of space that we're in. And I also love the fact that you took time to just pause and say, hey, there's been some pretty amazing progress going on, not just here in the U.S. over the last couple hundred years, but there's a lot of progress. There's never been more opportunities. I think we often take advantage or take for granted the fact that we got nice hot running water and an internet that works and all of those kinds of things. How do we start to change the dynamic and the dialogue to really allow groups like this to be unleashed and to make sure we go at progress in a way that isn't either just government-dominated, kind of a Wilsonian approach to it, but has enough structure and support to it that it can actually help pull society forward.
Well, one of the things that you have identified is, again, the overburden of regulation, where you can't build anything anywhere anymore in the United States because of all of the red tape that's accumulated around various projects and so forth. That would be a huge blow in the direction of, once again, freeing up entrepreneurs and market forces to start bringing new projects and new technologies forward. And this is one of the things that these groups are working on, for example. But again, one of the things I also think is helpful, and you mentioned that a little bit earlier, is reminding people of where we came from. And right now, it always sounds like it's terrible. We don't have a lot of things. But if you go back even 50 years ago, Americans were only about a third as rich as they are now. The internet came into existence. The new vaccines are available now. The infant mortality rate was even higher in those days. The number of people who are highly educated around the world is increasing at all times. And here are some amazing statistics to me is life expectancy at the year 1900 for planet Earth was about 35 years. It's now over 70 years and increasing, which is a huge improvement of what it is to be a human being and a human prospects. And all of this is what these groups are trying to do. As Jason Crawford says, what they're trying to do is to create, if you will, a vision of an ambitious technological future that we want to live in and are excited to build. And I think that they're actually going to succeed at that. It will take a while. The voices of cultural despair are hard to displace, but I think that we can get there, and I think these folks will be helping us to do that.
Yeah, it's true. The negative voices are loud and feel like they're everywhere, but I think in the end, I think there are going to be those who recognize, we always refer to it in the context that America was born within the parentheses of a crazy idea. And that's how progress begins. It's not when things are set and settled. It's when things are far from certain. But someone's willing to take a risk and believe in that possibility. Just in our last minute here, give us something you're watching for moving forward and how we get past the pessimism and get to that optimism as a society.
As a technology or as a cultural trend?
Let's start with the cultural trend.
Again, I would like to say that these groups, I think, are at the forefront of that, and they're not alone. There are other groups like the Breakthrough Institute that are working on this, a fabulous group of folks at the Libertarian Cato Institute called Human Progress are also getting the message out and that kind of thing. I think, again, as one of the people I interviewed, Solange Dattani, who works at Works in Progress, she calls herself an impatient optimist. And that's what these people are, impatient optimists. And I think that we all need to be impatient optimists and just push forward through the cultural negativity and the voices of despair that are still sort of dominant in our culture at the moment.
This is a great piece. Everybody should go check this out at Reason.com today. Ronald Bailey, science correspondent for Reason. Fantastic piece. Thanks for playing Hurt. Thanks for joining us today. That's what progress sounds like.
Thank you very much for having me.
So important. And the final thing that he shared in his piece was that pessimism is more arrogant than optimism. And it's that optimism is just knowing that we're capable of solving problems. Pessimism is the conviction that we can't. I believe we've got to think again about what's possible.
Think Again on Inside Sources with Boyd Matheson.